Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Wow. You didn't practice. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Glory goes to all to God. If you can open up your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 20:15. As you're looking for it, I'm just going to declare a prayer. Father, Heavenly Father, we come before you today. Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord God. Just bring the winds of change today. Father, manifest yourself in this place today. Holy Spirit, come and blow on each and every person. I pray that this word goes forth and it does not come back void. I pray that everyone will not leave empty. Fill their cups today with an overflowing of your peace, oh God, of your love, of your joy, and of everything in a supernatural strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you honor, we give you praise, and God, we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And in the word of 2 Chronicles 20:15, it declares and decree, it says that, for the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Anybody in a battle today? I think you're in the right place, in the right time. God has a way of doing things, and he has a way of declaring his word over your life. So, this is what the Lord says to you today. He says, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but God's. He says, where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? If we can think back of all the battles that we've been through, and we're still standing, and we're still here. You got to know that God is fighting your battles. Amen. The Lord fights for us when we surrender and give it all to him. We cannot take things in our own strength, in our own abilities, in our own capabilities and human thinking. We cannot take these battles in our own hands. We have to give it over to him. I mean, hand it all over. You can't take a little bit and say, no, God, I'm going to hold on to this. You got to surrender it all. I'm going to talk about two people in the Bible. I'm going to talk a little bit about Jacob and his battle. And I'm going to talk about David. So, you know, Jacob was in a struggle one night. He was alone, and he wrestled with God one night. You know, he put up a fight all night. How many of us can put up a fight all night? Some of us are struggling even in our dreams, in our sleep, some of us. You know, the enemy can have you so bound up that you are struggling in the middle of the night. But that's not God's will for you, to struggle in the middle of the night and to not have peace in your house or on your job or anywhere in your family. And that's just not God's will. But Jacob, you know, he didn't give up. Jacob did not give up. He had a strong will in the Lord. Not a strong will for your own will, but in the Lord's will. And that's in Genesis 32:22. You see, the Bible says that in the man, he was with a man who we thought was a man, he thought was a man, that he wrestled until daybreak. That's a long struggle. And when the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip. And the man asked him, "Let him go." But Jacob says, "I will not let you go until you bless me." I want you to repeat that after me. I want you to say, "I will not let you go until you bless me, Lord." Amen. You see, Jacob got the understanding only God can bless him. You can't look for your blessings in your family or on your job. You know, it's God who promotes you. No one else. Only God can bless you. And you can't look to another. The man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel. Because you have struggled with God and humans and overcame." He got a blessing and a name change all in the same night. Hallelujah. And Jacob says, "I saw God face to face and he spared my life." Sure, he walked away. You know, some of us are walking with a limp, right? Some of us are. But God is with us and he spares our life. When you give your life to Christ, guess what? You get a new identity. And you carry the name of Jesus, and only God can change your name. And when you carry the name of Christ, you're one of those Christians, right? They would say, you're one of those Christians. The world would look at you like, you're one of those Christians, you know? And the world will never accept you. You will be hated. That's what the book of John says. He says that you will be hated by the world. You know, we're not naive to this. We know the word of God and we know what it says. But like Karen said, Pastor Karen says, sometimes we forget we need to be reminded of these things, especially when we're going through a battle. You know, when we're going through these things, your mind is, you can't think straight sometimes. But that's why you got to go to the word of God, right? The world will never accept you. You will be hated. That's what the book of John says. But you belong to who? You belong to the God, not to this world. Your heart belongs to him. Your mind belongs to him. Your spirit belongs to him. Your soul, your body, and everything of your being belongs to him. Everything. You own zero. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. Not a thing. Everything belongs to him. And the struggle can come in a time when you're battling, but you still got to stand up for righteousness. You know, you still got to stand up for righteousness. You will never know without a shadow of a doubt who is for you and who is not. You will realize that your circle of friends will become smaller and smaller and smaller. Do I got a witness? Your circle will become smaller. But you got to stand fast in the truth and never be ashamed of the gospel, because we got to put just not one foot in, but we got to be all the way in this thing. There's no turning back. You got to be in it to win it. But God will always fight for you. No one is going to love you like God. No one, not even your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife. No one will love you the way God loves you. It's unconditional. But how many of us know that we are overcomers in Christ? We must declare this word over our lives. Romans 8:37. It says, "No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us." We cannot give up or throw in the towel, but fight the good fight of faith like Apostle Paul says in Timothy. He says, hold on to your testimony in Revelation. Believers overcome evil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That's in Revelation 12. Who can argue with your testimony? That's yours. That belongs to you. Who can argue with the truth? Who can say what God did in your life? We stand with the name of Christ. And the name is above every name. And I was just talking to him on the way to work. We pray every morning before we go to work. And we say, you know, that name is above every name. Whether they want to bow now or later, you will bow. And Philippians 2:9 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. God gets the glory. We serve a jealous God. And I was just listening to that Bride Chamber song, and he was saying about the jealousy. And I was like, wow, God, you're just confirming more and more and more of the message, because he is a jealous. And it's only to win your battles. It's only to win you over, to love you even more, to protect you. But in every battle we face, he will not share us with another. In Isaiah 42:8, he says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. He will not share his glory. God's jealousy is different from human jealousy. He knows how to protect us from things that he only knows that will harm us. He will always have his best interests at heart. Last night when we went to Blue Mountain, and we went to a worship service last night, and we went out into the van, and we waited, and we drove with another couple, and there was like a little delay that we were like, come on, it's cold. We wanted to go. We're like, we're cold in the flesh. We wanted to leave right away. But as we went further and we got down on 309, there was a huge crash. I think if we had not left on the time that we left, we could have been involved in that crash. And the car was literally compacted. It was so smashed in. We were just praying like, Lord, it was horrible. But we got to trust in God and his timing, and we got to trust in him. And he's jealous for us. He's protecting us. He has his best interests at heart. He knows all about us. And Psalm 4:3-4 says, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. God hears your cry. He hears your cry. He hears your cry. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. In Psalm 34:4, your praise belongs to him and him alone. If you want to get God's attention, then praise him. Praise him in the middle of the storm. Praise him in the beginning. Praise him at the end. Just lift up your voice, all you heads, right? All you gates, and let the glory of the Lord come in. And Psalm 22:3 says, God inhabits the praises of his people. This is a powerful weapon that we can use in every battle, and the enemy hates praise and worship. And we make a habit in our house to have praise and worship on at all times. No matter where we go, we got to have praise and worship on everything. And if we have any need to boast, we should boast in the Lord, because that's what it says in 2 Corinthians 10:17, that we are not to boast in ourselves, but everything we boast in the Lord. When we worship him, we let him know that we understand that he is the creator, and we do not belong to ourselves, but that he is in control, and that this is why we say the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. We understand that he is God and he has no equal. And when we are in his presence, guess who has to flee? The enemy. This is the safest place to be, is in his presence. And Deuteronomy 24 says that the Lord will go with us, fight for us against our every enemy, and save us, and he will not fail you. And your enemies will know that God is with you. You will not have to fight this battle. What you think in your human thinking is totally different of what God's thinking is. Everyone was fearful of how big the giant of Goliath, right? There was an army that was going on before that giant of Goliath. Everyone familiar with Goliath, right? He was like 9 feet tall. He wore all this armor. He had everything from head to toe. And he must have weighed, what, close to 500 pounds with all that armor on. He was big, and he was fearful. And the whole army was afraid of one giant. One giant. But David, being the youngest son, stepped up, right? And he was killing, what, bears and lions at that time when God was already... See, there's a preparation that's going on in this battle. There's a preparation that God is doing in our lives. We may not understand it now, but when it's over, you'll get the revelation. You'll know what the preparation was. Let me explain something. David's brother, he had no respect for David. Are you around some people that don't have no respect for you right now? Where they can just look down on you? They look at you, oh, you're a Christian. You know, some of us, you know, you would think that people would have respect for Christians, but they don't. And David's brother, own brother, some of our family members don't have respect for us. Can I get a witness? You know, they don't have respect for us. And David was going through that at the time. But David, I love how the story goes with David. You know, they was talking about this discussion, who was going to kill the giant, you know, and his brother was looking down on him like, you know, even Saul responded, you're only a boy. There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. Do you hear those things when you're going through a battle? You know, look at your age, or look how you are, or you don't have enough education, or whatever the situation is. You know, that's the enemy talking. You got to understand that we're in a battle in the mind, and the enemy is trying to tell you that this giant is trying to take you down, but don't let him take you down, because the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Does this sound familiar? But David persisted. He gives every reasoning of how he is fit for this position. This position in the Lord is yours. This position God gave you, and it's yours. You have to, I'm going to get to that. You got to stay fit for this position. And 37 says, David says, the Lord, this is how David responded to his brother, to Saul, to the army, and whoever else was around. He said, he even said it to the Goliath. He said this, he said, the Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. Wow. Hallelujah. Will rescue me. You see, we got to do it like David, in confidence. That's the biggest battle that you're fighting today, is being confident in the Lord and knowing who's living in the inside of you. 1 Samuel 17:45 says, he stood before the giant and he picked up 5 smooth stones, and he grabbed his staff and he grabbed his slingshot, and he says, the best believe the enemy will always talk nonsense and threats. And he let the giant talk his talk. Let them talk their talk. But you know who you are in Christ. And David responded. He says, you come to me. This is what he told the giant, the enemy. You come to me with all this talk and all this nonsense. I'm paraphrasing. and all of this stuff, and you come to me with your big full armor and your sword and your spear and your javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. You're walking with armies today. You have the host of angels all around you, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. He says, today, the Lord will conquer you. I will kill you and I will cut your head off. Does that sound like a Christian today? Then he will continue to tell him. Everyone assembled there, everyone around him heard him say this. It's no secret. You will know that the Lord has rescued his people, but not with the sword and not with the spear. But this battle, this Lord, this battle, he will give to us. In the natural, we want to just raise this up, right? We want to put this in front of him and say, and show him anger. And I'm guilty. I've done it. I went from 1 to all the way to 10. I said, whoa, in the middle of the storm, I'm battling something. And God says, I want you to go up to the sanctuary and I want you to get this girl saved. I said, not now. I'm going through something. So we have to give ourselves away so God can use us. We've got to squash this flesh and shut the flesh up and say, I'm telling you, we got to shut this flesh up and shut it down and say, God, have your way. She got saved and she comes to see me all the time, hugging me and kissing me. And oh my God, I said, God, you get the glory. I said, thank you, Lord, because this battle is not mine. It's yours. And it's not against us. We can't take things personal. We can't take it personal. We can't take it personal. It's not against you. Today, the Lord will conquer you. I will kill you and cut your head off. Wow. Wow. In the natural, we cannot fight with this. We gotta fight on our knees. We gotta get down on our knees and we gotta cry out to God and say, God, I'm desperate for you. I need you more than anything in this world. I gotta have you. Take all distractions away, oh God. Put me in my prayer closet. I wanna worship you. I wanna honor you. I wanna praise you because I've got the victory and I won in Christ. Hallelujah. That this fight is not ours, but it is the Lord. And it's time, the time has come for you to name your giant. What do you need to face today? Grab your slingshot, grab a few stones, and take the giant down. Whatever that may be. It could be fear, it could be depression, it could be a sickness, it could be financial debt. Take it down in the name of Jesus. God is saying, take your positions and stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord that he wants to give you today. The buck stops now. We have a boundary line and he can't cross. It's the blood of Christ. He can't come no further. He's got to stop right there. In the name of love, stop. Can't come any further. Let's give God a hand of praise. Come on, he's fighting your battles today. He's fighting it from the east, west, north, and south, from every side. He's fighting your battles for you. My God, my God. We're crying out. God has said in Mark 11, he's given us mountain moving faith, for God's sakes. Pick up. Don't look at how high the mountain is. Look to get to the other side of the mountain. Moses came down that mountain. He came down with the glory of God. He spent 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain. You got to spend time with God. You got to give him your time. Thank you, Lord. But you can't have doubt in your hearts. You got to move that mountain by faith. God says in his word, he says, his will be done. God can do the impossible in our lives. He is doing the impossible in your families. He's doing the impossible on your jobs. I am seeing victory on our jobs. Can I get an amen? God is moving mountain after mountain that we thought that he couldn't move. He's moving it. He's moving it. Just say, get out of my way. I'm coming through. I'm taking that giant down. Get out of the way in the name of Jesus. God wins every time. God has taken us to what? To the finish line. We're running this race and we're running it in victory. He's giving us every weapon of warfare to win every battle, for our weapons of warfare are not carnal. Wow. He's even given us strength in our marriages. I don't know if someone's battling a marriage today, but I sense in my heart that God says, you can win this marriage. Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. God is on your side. I preached that the last time. But God cares about every battle you're going through. Every battle. You got to give it over to him. Give him the power of praise and the power of prayer. You can't go wrong. You're pulling down strongholds. You're taking things captive. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says that. I want to share something with you guys. It's a short message. We're coming towards the end. But this is my favorite poem. And this poem, I've carried it all through my life, through every storm that I've ever went through. And it just is my favorite. I want to share, you guys know it, and I want to share it with you. And then I want it to really get deep down in the side and really hear what the Spirit is saying. Eyes to see, ears to hear. But God is speaking today. And this is what he's saying. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord across the sky, flash scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him and the other to the Lord. And when the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened to be at the very lowest and saddest times of his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. He said, Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why when I needed you the most, you would leave me. But the Lord replies. How many of us know that the Lord replies? He replies. He answers. He says, my precious, precious child, I love you. I would never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. God is carrying us today. If we can all stand, and if I can have a little bit of worship music on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I just want you to have your way in this service, Lord. It's not about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's not about me. It's all about you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just make room for the Holy Spirit. God is in this place. He is here. And he wants to calm the storm. He wants to calm the storm in your life. He wants to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. He says, I do not give to you as the world gives. He says, I leave you peace. I give you peace. That's my God. That's the God that I serve. I give you peace. If your life is upside down and you have no peace, then you're in a battle. If you are struggling in your mind and you don't know which way to turn, then you're in a battle. If you're struggling with a heavy heart today and you're filled with so much pain, then you are in a battle. But I dare you to believe that God today is going to give you peace and that you're going to walk out that door a different way that you have come in. On that day of battle, David accepted the challenge and he defeated the giant alone. Come on, we're not defeated Christians. We're not defeated Christians. We're overcomers. We're overcomers in our family. We're overcomers on our jobs, in our finances. Don't look at what it looks like. Yeah, that's when the enemy wants to try to get you. Where's your God now? Well, you tell him. This battle's not mine. It's his. And it's on his time. He says, don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in well-doing. We got to do it his way. There's no shortcuts to the kingdom. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's only Jesus. It's only Jesus. We've been through some things, but we're still standing. We're still standing strong. We're taking our positions and we're taking down giants. Y'all with me? Even when you feel like you can't carry on, God's carrying you today. You can't do it in your strength. You got to do it in his. Sam, can you come up? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're going through a struggle today and you need to be encouraged, I ask that you could just come forth to the altar and just give it over to the Lord. Give it all to him. Today is surrender day. Surrender day. This is giving it this battle and taking it over. He wants to take it over. This is not for you to carry. Just come forth and Sam and I will just pray over you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just ask right now that you will manifest yourself right now in the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you that you're taking down giants today, that we are not doing this in our own strength. But Father, we're doing this in the anointing, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you oil every one of these people, one of these of your people right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you that it is not our battle, but it is the Lord's. And you are in control. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. It is finished.